Scene Mom says, welcome to the new podcast from former Phoenix radio host Danny Cutler. Each week, bringing you independent music, industry news, the occasional interview, and other fun segments. Let's get to it. Mom Says hello and welcome to episode number 10. Yay, 10 episodes. That was Phoenix-based rock band Jane in the Jungle and the title track off their new EP, Life of the Party. I hope y'all had a wonderful week. I experienced my first springing forward as daylight savings began again. Now, I've traveled plenty to other time zones, especially the East Coast because I have family here. Not gonna lie, traveling and going forward is way more of a shock than this 1 hour switch. Sorry to disappoint all of you and all the memes out there. The things I do notice is that my usual lunch and dinner time hungers did not spring forward. So an hour later, I'm like, oh, now I'm hungry. And there is too much light at 6 p.m. And my dog Lizzie doesn't understand why I'm getting up earlier. The upside of more light, however, means that I can head out for more evenings and catch some live music. I was completely spoiled by Phoenix's well-lit highways and straight roads. March happens to be Women's History Month, and this episode is going to be a female music edition of the show. My guest on this episode is a beautiful artist from Central Massachusetts, Morgan Elise, and she also happens to be my first Massachusetts and New England guest. Yay! We had a fabulous conversation about her music, her first love, the ukulele, and being a woman in the music industry. You will also hear her latest single, Grow, during the interview, as well as a few other female artists, whether on their own or female-fronted. It's not quite as long of an interview as my past ones have been, but that doesn't make it any less packed with amazing conversation and music. I will be back to a, quote, regular show next week, complete with catching you up on some music news and some moments in music history. I also want to thank everyone who has purchased some See Mom Says merch in these past few weeks. I keep adding more fun music quotes and things to the shop, so keep on looking over there. You're bound to find something that you like, trust me. I will have the link in the show notes, of course. I've said it before, but it always bears repeating, as any independent artist knows, there's a lot that goes into producing and displaying your art. This is a way that I can help offset the costs a bit. Site hosting for the show, editing the show, that software, buying music for the show because I try and buy all the tracks from the bands when I can, and just the time that it takes to put it all together for you. So thank you all so much for helping me support independent artists. Okay, let's get back to some music, and then we will go right into my interview with Morgan Elise. I have a bit of a dedication going with this song. This week, I found out my good friend Ryan Clark had to end his label, Hookworm Records. I was with him at the beginning of this endeavor, which had the unfortunate beginning of early 2020. Yes, despite the pandemic shutting everything down and drastically impacting live music and production, he managed to put out two vinyl compilation albums featuring the best of the Arizona music scene, as well as live shows and an album by the band that you're about to hear, Birds and Arrows. I have never known someone as invested in independent music the way Ryan is, and we could all learn a little something from him about being more concrete in ways to support independent artists rather than just following on social, passively liking an occasional post, or simply streaming their music. Ryan, my friend, you know I love you, and this one's for you. This is Birds and Arrows with Truth or Consequences.
Uh-huh.
Welcome to the Scene Mom Says podcast. And again, I have another interview and I'm super, super excited. I'm excited about every interview, but I'm super excited about this one because it is my first New England, Massachusetts artist that I am introducing all of you to, dear listeners. And this is Morgan Elise. Hello.
Hello, listeners. Hello, Danny.
It's wonderful to meet you and talk with you a little bit. Where in Massachusetts are you located?
So I'm currently located in central Massachusetts in the Worcester area.
All right. So you're just about maybe an hour south of me up here in Winchendon. So nice, nice. So do you perform mostly in central Mass, Western Mass, or do you perform everywhere?
Right now, I'm performing mainly in central Massachusetts, a little bit more like northern Massachusetts, and my home state is Connecticut, so I do play in Connecticut sometimes, but I'm open to play pretty much anywhere. I have played in Boston a little bit, but my main focus is definitely the central Massachusetts area.
Nice. Well, it's nice to stick, you know, where you don't have to drive 2 hours to get and traffic, and then you go home really late at night. I'm learning all these things, being a newbie to the area.
So,
the driving and everything. But that's cool. I'm also learning that New England is one big state in a lot of ways.
Pretty much compared to like some of the central states
or Arizona. It's already a big state. Yeah. So I'm learning that too, because I mean, even where I live, it's like, it's just a couple hours and I'm in Vermont and 1 hour and I'm in Connecticut. It's just all so close. It's an adjustment for sure. It's wonderful for music.
Exactly.
Let's learn a little bit about you. When I found you and went over to your Bandcamp and saw some of your music over there, I noticed in your little profile, it said that your main instrument is the ukulele. I don't know if that's still true or not.
That's very true. The ukulele is my first love. My first instrument. I loved music always as a kid. God bless my parents. They allowed me to try on a lot of different instruments before I found the ukulele in like early high school. And I taught myself how to play that. And then after now that I think about it, I've been playing ukulele for over 10 years now.
Nice.
And I'm still discovering new things on it, which is really fun.
It is. And it's a fun instrument. I mean, just the unique sound and everything. That's great.
It is. I love how portable it is too. So when I was like learning in high school, we had half days on Wednesdays when I grew up in where I lived. And I would bring my ukulele every Wednesday and I would play it around school. So
That's
that was a
so
girl with the
great.
uke singing to everybody.
So how did your love of music and discovering the ukulele, how did all that begin?
I've always loved music and singing. My mom, when we were little, she's a wonderful singer. My mom sang in a jazz band in high school. She's a great, great singer as well. I definitely contribute a lot of my musical talents to pass down through her. And she would always make up fun little silly songs when we were kids that she would sing to us to like have us do things. And I think that really rubbed off on me. That and she loved listening to music, like, you know, like Tracy Chapman, Norah Jones. I grew up on them. And my grandfather has an extensive CD collection. He could have been like a disc jockey. And he had like one of those like 100 CD holding like players, and he could go, oh, you got to hear the third track on CD 67. It's about 2 minutes in. Like,
he knew exactly where everything was.
Yeah, which is incredibly impressive. So I'm really lucky where my love of music started early, because I grew up singing with my mom along to the radio and being exposed to a lot of different kinds of music growing up, which was really nice. But I didn't start playing music until I tried to like learn instruments in, you know, elementary school and middle school and stuff like that. But it wasn't until high school where I picked up the ukulele and was really able to add music to the poems and some of the lyrics that I had already been writing.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. So how did you decide that you were, I mean, was it those high school Wednesday ukulele afternoons that made you decide that you want to perform and be a performer?
I was a theater kid growing up.
Ah, so there you go.
There it is. We all knew it. So I always enjoyed performing and performing in front of people. Music and singing, I liked a lot better than acting. I think I started doing open mics in Connecticut when I was like 16. I had started working at this arcade in Connecticut called Nomads. And one of my managers was like, hey, I'm going to start an open mic. And I was like, oh, cool. I've always wanted to do one of those. But there weren't like, I was 16 at the time. You can't really,
right.
Most of them are in bars. So
yeah, you're not going off into bars going, hey, can I play this open mic?
Can I play this open mic? Yeah. So that was like my first time playing open mics. And I just kept doing that throughout college. And that introduced like the house show scene. And it kind of went from there.
Oh, that's wonderful. I love it. You know, and the fact that you now go around and you're still doing some open mic type things and just performing in general, and that you're able to actually, you know, make a few bucks off it. That's nice. You know?
Yeah, that's always nice. I love open mics, and I think they'll always be my bread and butter. You get to make a lot of cool connections there with other artists, which is really nice.
It's a great networking thing for musicians, for sure. Yeah. Especially if you're new and you don't know what you're doing or where to start or anything, go to an open mic.
Open mics, they're wonderful. They're called open mics for a reason. Anyone can get up there, and it's also anyone could be there. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. No, you're right.
Seed in your pocket. suit me better, but you're all the sun I need. You keep me warm on the coldest days.
You're listening to the Scene Mom Says podcast. Let's get back to the interview.
So now you have a new single. It was released a couple of weeks ago now, I think, and it is called Grow. It's a beautiful song, Morgan.
Thank you so much. I really appreciated you playing it on the show.
What was the inspiration for this particular song?
Beginning in January, I started doing this songwriter's challenge that one of my fellow musician friends put me onto. It was called Jamuary, where...
Love it.
Right? I love a good pun. Where the goal is to write a song in under an hour every day for that whole month. And so this was my song from day 6, and I cheated a little bit because during while I was home for Christmas, I knew I was going to do this challenge, and I had a bunch of my old song notebooks from high school, and I was like, oh, I'll just take these. Maybe there's something in there I could use. And after I cringed through reading a bunch of them.
What was I thinking at this time?
Yeah, I was like, oh, this progression would sound really cool. I still really like the way this progression sounds, but I didn't like the words. And then I was starting to think about flowers that grow in the winter. And I think it's really cool, especially in New England, plants that survive the harshness of winter. Mm-hmm. And kind of the main inspiration behind the song, it is a love song. And normally when I am writing love songs, I do have a specific person in mind, but for this song, I really didn't. And it was kind of just about the idea of wanting to grow with somebody and knowing that the environment might not necessarily be the best for that, but hoping that the feelings that you have for each other will allow it to blossom.
Yeah, no, that's great. That's great. And I don't think it's cheating. I think it's okay to give yourself to flip through things, give yourself some inspiration. And
yeah, really great. I ended up recording the demo that weekend because I was oh, I really like this song. And I love adding layered vocals to my recording. So I did that really quick. And then I sent it over to my friend Roger at Wachusett Recording Company, and he mastered it for me real quick so I could get it out by the end of that month.
That's fantastic. Well, it is a gorgeous song.
Wild boys are calling on their way back from the fire. In August moon, surrender to a dust cloud on the rise. Wild boys falling far from glory, reckless and so hungered. On the razor's edge you trail, because there's murder by the roadside in a sore afraid new world. They try to break us, looks like they'll try again. Sirens for a welcome, there's blood stain for your pain, and your telephone's been ringing while you're dancing in the rain. Wild boys wonder, where is glory, where is all you angels? Now the figureheads have fell, and lovers war with arrows over secrets they could tell. They try to tame you, looks like they'll try again. Wild boys
That was Carol Pacey and the Honey Shakers and their cover of Duran Duran's Wild Boys, which, if you look at the video, which I'll link to in the show notes, a wonderful, wonderful video that is perfect for Women's History Month, which is the month of March, and the rest of my conversation with Morgan Elise, which we're going to get back to right now. It happens to be Women's History Month. Let's talk a little bit. We're both women in the music industry in one form or another. I know that being a woman myself, just being an equal in almost any industry or life can be very difficult, and it can be a struggle. Right. Have you noticed any specific challenges as you've been working through the music industry and trying to make yourself known because you're a woman in the industry?
Oh, absolutely. And especially because I feel like, so I play the ukulele mainly. It's not like the electric guitar.
Yeah. It's not an instrument people are used to.
Yeah, I do have an electric guitar and I do play it. But my main instrument, like we discussed earlier, was the uke. And a lot of times it's very, and because I feel like I'm cute, I'm conventionally attractive. I can say
you
that.
Are a cutie. You are
a cutie. And so I feel like for a little bit, especially when first starting out, I would get like dismissed a lot, you know, where it's like, oh, she's just a little indie girl with her ukulele. Like, mm-hmm. That's not an artist. That's just a cute.
Just go play in your coffee shop and
yeah. Yeah. But my favorite is like after I perform and people like actually hear me, I'll usually grab their attention. They'll be like, oh, wait a minute. That's pretty great. Another issue I have is like, I've played a couple gigs around here where afterwards I'll play and it's like some of the bands who had booked me to like open for them will be like some of the guy, all it's a little bit of a boys club.
It is. Yeah. It's the a music boys industry club. Is. It is.
It is. And some of the guys will come up to me after and be like, oh, wow, you were actually good.
Oh.
So you didn't listen. One, you didn't listen to me beforehand and you just booked me because you thought I was cute. And not because mm-hmm. you listen to my music, which is frustrating. I was like, oh, right. Did you think I wasn't going to be good because I'm pretty?
Right. Yeah. I had a situation. So I used to host a trivia night and, you know, obviously I know how to use audio equipment. I'm technically proficient. And I had a man come up during the night because there were some technical issues going on with the mic and it was a cordless or a wireless mic, I mean, and you know, it just kept cutting out. It was just issues. Right. And I got mansplained how to use the microphone. You should really put your mouth closer to the mic and you should, you know, try and project your voice a little. And I'm now, of course he has, well, no, I'm not going to make an excuse for him. I knew what I was doing. I wouldn't be there with a mic if I didn't know. Right.
This is equipment that you brought that you use.
Yes. And, you know, just trying to explain to some guy in a bar who's obviously a little drunk too, all the technical issues happening that night, which didn't happen all the time, just didn't seem worth it. So it's like, thank you. Appreciate your input.
Go sit down now.
Yeah, go have another beer. Let me buy you a beer. Go. How do you deal with that when you have the guys who are like, you're actually pretty good? I mean, how do you respond to something like that? You just...
Sometimes it really depends on the situation for me. Like if I'm feeling feisty and I want to be like sassy back, I'll be like, oh, so you didn't listen to my music beforehand? Why did you book me? I want them to say it so that they mm-hmm. can think about it. And it also depends on the age group of the people talking to me. You know, I find sometimes that I give like older gentlemen who like say stuff like that to me a little bit of a pass just because it's like, which I mean, I probably shouldn't, you know?
No, but and, I get it.
You know, it also depends on the vibe of them saying it to me. Like if it feels like snarky, I'll immediately, doesn't matter the age, I'll talk about it. But if it feels like genuine, they're like, wow, you were actually really good. I'll just be like, you can drop the actually. You can just, yeah.
There you go. Yes, you can drop the actually. That's true. It's like if you're going to book somebody, you would hope that they would listen and not just base it on a look. And what? And I could have, I mean, honestly, you know, I happen to think I'm cute too, but I also realize I'm a little older, right? The gray hair, this and that. So I wouldn't want to be judged in the opposite way. You know, like somebody not wanting to connect with me because they're like, oh,
because of appearances. And especially being like a woman in society, appearances are so important, especially in an industry like music, where it is about, like, for women especially, like, aesthetics, like, when it comes to stuff like that, which is frustrating and not frustrating, because, it, you know, it's like that whole, like, award show thing where, like, Beyonce shows up in a gorgeous gown to an award show, and Ed Sheeran is in a flannel and jeans.
Yeah. And if Beyonce had shown up in flannel and jeans, oh, she'd my God.
Ripped apart in the media.
Exactly. So what would you say, what advice, if you will, would you give other female performers in the music industry? If they're just starting out, maybe if they're just trying to make a name for themselves, what kind of advice would you give them?
I would say, don't be afraid to stand up to for yourself if somebody makes you uncomfortable or belittles you, whether it be intentional or not. Hold strong in your talent and your power.
So the new single is called Grow. Well, the current single, you can find it wherever you stream music. It's also on Bandcamp. And you have another single coming out in April too, right?
I do. I have another single coming out in April. I'm going in for one of my final recording sessions this month. And the new single is going to be called Got 40. It's from this songwriters contest I won earlier this past November, run by, it was the Otter River Songwriters Contest. The first I won that back in November, and part of the prize was recording time and a single release party slash show.
Oh, that's so much fun. Yes, I've already said yes, I'm going, because it's going to be down at the Brew Barn, right?
It is. It's going to be at the Brew Barn in Phillipston, the same day the single comes out, Sunday, April 14th. Mm-hmm. I keep accidentally saying May. I don't know why. So I'm glad.
You want it to come out. You don't want to delay.
Yeah, that's going to be Sunday. I've hand selected a lot of my friends and some of my favorite local artists from different parts of Massachusetts to come and support me. Aww. And I think it's going to be a really great evening. I've been working on this song for a little bit, so I'm excited to have it out.
Oh, well, it's on my calendar and I can't wait to meet you in person. So it'll be a lot of fun. And I've been down to the Red Apple Farm, but I haven't been in the Brew Barn yet.
The Brew Barn is really great. Great food, great drinks. And every Sunday, my friend Franco hosts a really great open mic event, kind of like open jam.
That's so awesome. Yeah, especially with the weather changing, I'm definitely looking forward to getting out more and attending more of these things now that we didn't get a lot of snow this winter, but you know, some questionable weather and it's cold. Yeah. So this Phoenix girl can't handle it yet.
No, we'll get you used to it. Right now we're all thawing out for the spring. We're getting out of our hermit time.
Yeah, it's going to be wonderful. Oh my goodness. Morgan, how can people find out more about you?
There's several different ways people can find out more about me. I'm very active on social media. They can find me on Instagram at CaptainMorgie_, that's MORGIE _. I post there a lot. You can find me, as you mentioned, on Bandcamp under Morgan Elise. You can find me on TikTok under Morgan Elise, and on Facebook that way as well.
Excellent. Well, Morgan, it was wonderful to meet you and get to know you a little bit more. And you're welcome back anytime you want to just talk about whatever. And we could talk about the trials and tribulations of being women in the music industry, whatever.
Anytime. Diddy, it was great meeting you too. I'm so glad, because we've been seeing each other on the internet. So it's really great to put a face to the profile.
This is what I love about social media and connecting. I mean, everybody loves complaining. And like, even today, there was that big outage and everybody was like, oh man, Facebook. And I'm like, yes, but the upside is I've met so many amazing people and artists and musicians and everybody, and you are part of that. So the good stuff, focus on the good.
Mm-hmm. Overall, takeaway for the day, focus on the good.
Exactly. There we go. Well, thank you so much, Morgan. And I guess I will see you soon.
I'll see you soon. Thank you for having me.
Hi, we're Megan and Shane from St. Louis, Missouri.
And we always listen to what Scene Mom says.
Onto the memories, trying to let go of the past. My heart is a locket filled with sulfur of ash. And how did I get here, sitting in this afternoon light, sorting through the photos that live in my mind? I don't want to hold on to heartache or the pain. Yes, some things are different, but some things don't have to change. And as I grew older, I had to realize it's not a dishonor on from those times. Lay down the paper, pick up a broken crayon. It can still color. That's who I am. I don't want to hold on to heartache or the pain. Yeah, some things are different, but some things don't have to change. I don't want to hold on to heartache or the pain. Yeah, some things are different, but some things don't have to change. Inching forward, I'll finally get some rest. Wrapped in layers of silk in my chrysalis. My new wings are drying, I'm getting ready to fly. So many new colors, so beautiful I could cry. I don't want to hold on to heartache or the pain. Yeah, some things are different, but some things don't have to change. I don't want to hold on to heartache or the pain. Yeah, some things are different, but some things don't have to change. Things don't have to change. Some things don't have to change. I don't wanna hold on, but some things don't have to change.
See, Mom says that is it for episode 10. Thanks again to all of you. You've been so supportive of this new show, and I just can't express how much I appreciate all of you. And if you like what you hear, please share the love with friends. And you can send any feedback, suggestions, music to scenemomsays@gmail.com. I will catch you all next week. Thanks as always for listening, and you'll hear me again soon. You've been listening to the Scene Mom Says podcast. Intro outro music is Look Good for the Radio by Fairy Bones. Learn more about Danny and the show at DannyCutler.com.